looking waterproofing and flooring.
Hey, is Matthew available?
Who's this?
This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, he's in a meeting, but let me see if I could get his attention. Can you hold on?
Oh, okay, sure.
Hello?
Hey, Matthew.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, a couple quick questions for you. Underwriting had two things they needed to get. I actually tried getting a hold of you yesterday, but didn't have any luck. I left Lou a message, but didn't hear back. We just needed, it looks like on the business credit report, it's showing two business leases that are past due. They just wanted to know if those had been settled.
Okay. What leases are you speaking in reference to?
Let me pull it up real quick here. All right. So I don't have the names of them, but it looks like, let's see, there's two of them. One of them was started in 2011. The other was 2015. Let's see. Yeah.
Are these with banks? Because we refinance something. You know, is this a, when you say leases, you know, we don't, I mean, lease, I rent my, I own my properties. The company does. I mean, I do.
Uh-huh.
It's in a corporation. But we, you know, I rent it out, you know, spots out to people. I don't know what you mean by leases.
Okay.
Be more specific. I can
figure
this out.
Yeah, they didn't give me the exact names that are shown. I have just, I think it's an account number. Two account numbers are listed as a business lease. Let's see, the date they were opened, one was June of 2011, the other was April, January, February, March of 2015.
I have no idea what this is. I mean, a lease, what kind of, lease are you speaking in reference to?
You know, it shows one has a past due amount of $549, the other one is $3,175. So it's nothing big, it was just two small balances that they just wanted to know if they had been settled.
Well, maybe what it is these are, you know, we buy vehicles, and this in 2011, I think we had bought, you know, a dump truck. Maybe that's what you're speaking of in regards to. We're paying when you say a lease, we're making payments on trucks that we bought. Is that maybe what you're speaking of?
That sounds like it.
And that's the only thing I can try to figure out, really, you know?
Yeah. And like I said, I don't have the name of it. I just have an account number, but that sounds like it probably would be it. If you were making, you know, installment payments on a truck.
Right, what's the account number from the 2011 one?
Yeah, it is, let's see, 290-45091. And that one is showing, let's see, a balance of $549.
From the one from 2011?
Yes, that was opened in 2011. It shows that it was last reported on the business credit report February of this year.
Okay, and what's the other one?
The other one is 249-333-425. That one was opened in March of 2015 and is showing a current past due amount of $3,175.
Okay, I don't remember opening anything in March of 2015. Is there some way that they can be, definitely not a new vehicle, that's for sure, you know? Is there some way they could be more specific on this? I mean, honestly, I have no idea what this is.
Yeah, okay, so let me try to, I'll email you exactly what they sent to me, for a reference to ask. So, I mean, you might see it. It might make a little more sense to you.
Okay.
But really, they're two accounts. They're kind of small amounts, but they just wanted to know if they had been settled. It'll probably factor into the total amount or the structure of the payout.
Where are we at with everything?
So I was expecting an answer yesterday, but underwriting needed an answer to these two things in order to do it. Wasn't able to get it to them by the end of the day today. They come in at about 9 o'clock today. I'm in California, so it's 7 o'clock over here. But they come in at 9, so I'll have these to them right away, and then I'll be pushing them for an answer. Also, Matthew, when did you take over as full owner of the business?
2006.
2006, okay. And Frank and Irene, are they your parents?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's kind of the explanation I gave.
He's been dead. My father's been dead since 2010.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry to hear that. But yeah. 2006 is when you took over. That's perfect. And yeah, that's all the information I needed right now. I'll pass that to underwriting as soon as they get here, and I'll still be on them trying to push for an answer. And what
okay,
I'll
do you have any idea
way,
where we're at with this at all?
You know, I'm just waiting for them to give me the final approval. I mean,
right.
everything's looking good. What I'll do also is I'll send
What is it like around? What is it? What are we, you know, what?
Well, I don't have a number. I'm waiting for them to get back to me with that. I've given them all of our information. They shoot back to me the numbers that we're able to approve for.
I see. Okay.
But also what I'll do, Matthew, is I'll send you an email, with kind of this summary that I have of those two accounts, just so, you know, you have it to reference and might be able to shed a little light on it for you.
Okay, but what does it say in the email? Does it say any information? I mean, you know, I can just write over the phone if you want. Just give it to me over the phone.
Well, it's kind of like a table. Gives you the account number and the type. So I gave you the account number. The type is a business lease. The current status is slow up to 90 for both of them. And then it gives the date that it was opened. So we have the June of 2011 for the first. March of 2015 for the second.
Yeah, if that's all the information, I have no idea what this is, honestly. I don't know, a business lease. I mean, we didn't buy a vehicle in 2015. I know that. We might have bought a vehicle in 2011, but and you know, with something like this, we're never 90 days late on anything, any sort of business lease or car payment. I mean,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
I have no clue. I wouldn't even know where to look for something like this.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm sure that the underwriters over here have a little more experience with this. So, you know, I'll pick their brains and see, you know, if looking at it, they can tell exactly what it was for. And, you know, I'll do my best to get you whatever information I can to help you on your side for it, too.
Right.
Because I know a lot of times, you know, doing this before, you know, a lot of these strange things pop up on a lot of people's files that, you know, they might not necessarily know about if they haven't gone through it before. So it's always better to get it.
Right.
Any information.
You know,
there,
can I actually say something to you off the record? I mean, not on the record.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Okay. What I mean is things come up on this. I was a victim of credit fraud twice. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, whether it's the three credit bureaus or Dun & Bradstreet, there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Absolutely.
I'll just give you an example, okay? And this is off the record, because if it hasn't been brought up or anything, there's no sense of, you know, bringing it up to them.
Yeah.
And I know what underwriters do. They're a really pain in the ass. I mean, they're looking to do whatever they can to squash deals. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm sure you're at odds with them, too. It's like, you're one end of the spectrum and then the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah,
anyway,
you know how it goes.
Yeah. So it must have been, about 4 or 5 months ago, we were involved with something and we needed to get our, someone had looked up information on our company, Dun & Bradstreet. And again, this is off the record, and they said they discovered there was a tax lien. Tax lien.
Oh,
ridiculous.
Wow.
I called Lou, do we have any tax liens? No. You know, he looked everything up. No, we have tax liens. I mean, we pay all our taxes. We never have a tax lien. You know, it's a tax lien for like, I don't know, the $7,000, some gigantic amount. When we researched this, we found out this had to do with at one time we had a office in Chicago, and we discontinued it because our manager got cancer and he got sick and he died, and it just didn't make sense to continue on with the territory at the time. So, and my son was sick too. I don't even want to get into that, and I wasn't able to be involved. This was back in 2005, 2006. So, we just closed the office, and for some reason or another, they have something on the books, Cook County, that says, and they put it under Vulcan's name, Vulcan Basement Waterproofing. If you were to do a Dun & Bradstreet search under Vulcan Basement Waterproofing, you'd find there's a tax lien from Cook County. But it has nothing to do with Vulcan Basement Waterproofing of Flushing.
Uh-huh.
It has to do with some office that we closed 10 years ago that we satisfied this thing for, and it still pops up on the Dun & Bradstreet report. So I'm just giving an example of how sometimes there can be really bad information out there.
Oh, totally. I've seen it happen where, like, I mean, and I felt bad for these people where they are. I mean, ultimately, they weren't able to get what they were looking for, but the stuff that was on there was completely not from them. I mean, and it was just a. They had to go through, I think it probably took them over 6 months going back and forth with the credit reporting bureaus to try to get it removed. And I don't even know if it ever fully got removed, but they weren't able to get the funding because it was on there. But, I mean, I completely know that that happens. And we see it, you know, it's not anything that's new to us. We know that that sort of thing exists. But these two, I mean... You know,
why don't you email it now? Do you want to? I mean, if that's the information on there, I have no idea what this is, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Just by account numbers and business lease, you just got to be somehow or other. You got to get them to be more specific.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to pull this. They sent it to me like in a kind of strange file. I'm trying to pull it off so I can just insert it into an email for you. I might have to get somebody to help me to do it, but let me see. I'm not too sure if I'll be able to do it right now. Save as. Give me 1 second. Let me see if this works. No. Okay, just a second. Looks like it's downloading it.
All right.
Okay, I guess it's in a funny little HTML thing. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm just going to do a screenshot of it. Like, I'll take a picture of my screen with all that, with all the information on there, and then I'll just put that picture in an email and I'll send it to you.
Okay. And when I get it, I'll call you. Hopefully it'll shed more light on it then.
Yeah, and
I'll
here,
be waiting,
you know,
here with bated breath to find out.
I'll tell you what, I got it going right now. Let me make sure I'm sending it to the right email here. All right. The email is, do you want it to go to Matt Verville? Vulcan?
No. Send it to info at vulcanwaterproofing.com.
Okay, I gotcha. Gotcha, just a second. Okay, so I'm emailing you that screenshot of the picture of what they sent to me. And that's the only information that underwriting gave to me. But when they get in here at 9 o'clock, I'll also ask them to give me a little more detail and try to figure out exactly what it is for you too. All right. So I just sent it over.
All right. It'll get here. It takes a little while.
Yeah. There's a little bit of a lag, but
might as well wait because I've got you on the phone here.
Yeah. Just make sure it goes through.
Usually take this long to get an answer for this? I know when I first talked to you, you said it's a couple hours you find out.
Yeah, typically, for just a straight capital, it usually takes 24 to 48 hours. I think we hit a little snag just coming up. We hit the weekend and had to pick it up on Monday. And then I just wasn't able. They asked me these two questions at about probably 2 o'clock yesterday when I was expecting them to give me the answer. So I wasn't able to get it back to them before they left by the end of the day. So now I got it for them. I got it for them here as they come in at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to be make sure I'm first on their list.
Okay. All right, just let me refresh this, okay? Because since you're sitting here, I'd like to talk to you about this.
Okay.
I don't want to know where I stand because.
What? Sorry, I'm looking at it too. It looks like it cut off half of it as I sent it. So I'm going to take another picture of the far right half and send it to you too.
Here it is. Okay, let's take a look at this here. Wow, that's fucking small.
Yeah, it's a strange little document.
Boy, there's no way I can read this. I mean, I'll try to make a copy of it and I can put it close to my eyes. Hold on.
Oh, it's not opening up to like a larger. Let me give you.
All right, let me see what this says. Hold on, I'm gonna print it out. I cannot read this. It's impossible.
No? Okay.
I can't. I mean, I'd have to. I'm not sure how to enlarge in something. It's so small.
Okay, yeah. So did you download it, or are you just looking at the preview of it?
No,
Because I know...
It's too tiny to read,
Yeah, I know in the email it looks like it's very, very small, but it's actually a file. So if you click on it, you should be able to download it, and it'll show you a full... Like, mine's a full-screen picture.
I don't want to change my download setting. It's too small. I mean, there must be a way to enlarge in this, okay?
Yeah.
When we get emails, we print it. And even if it's small, you can read it. This is so tiny, I can't read this. It's impossible.
Do you use a Mac?
And by the way, computer? It doesn't. Or I can read this. It says, it just says, I wouldn't know what this is. Because you basically, what you're saying is what you're telling me over the phone. It says business lease, up to 90 days, and then the account number. It gives me no more information. Is there something at the top? It says current balance, and then so it doesn't really give any more details
it gives very little detail. Like I said, I gave you pretty much everything that they gave me, the account number. It's just a business lease, the dates that it was opened, and then I have another picture with the current balances too. I'm trying to attach that right now, but it's giving me
what's the current balances on it.
Let's see. So the first one was $549.
Okay. Yeah, and the other one was $3,000. Yeah, I have no idea what this is. I mean, I don't know. You're gonna have to. You got to definitely. You have to ask underwriting if they can be more specific about it.
I absolutely will. I absolutely will. Yeah, like I said, they'll get in at 9 o'clock, and I'll be the first one greeting them as they come in. But yeah, I'll give them a little feedback and see what other information they can give me. I kind of pressed them a little to give me a little more information, calling you, asking you about it, because, not telling me, a name on an account or anything doesn't make it any easier.
Okay, because I mean, I have no clue. I mean, the guy said, I mean, I don't lease anything. We buy vehicles. I didn't buy a vehicle in March 2015. Certainly don't owe 3,100. I don't know what it could be. So, I mean, we're beating this to death. You just got to call these guys and you got to ask them. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. And, you know, when I know something, I'll give you a call right away, too.
Yeah, please call me right away because I want to get an answer because I am, you know, you know, I chose you guys, my accountant, and I talked about this, and I said I should shop this around. He said, no, just wait to get an answer from them. So, I mean, I am naturally, I'm going to shop this. I want to see what else I can get, you know.
Sure.
So I just, you know, I'm curious to see, you know, where we're at. You know?
Okay, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I will keep you posted, Matthew, and I will push it as much as I can over here on my end.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, bye.